course, occasionally you might have a horse that you'd be inclined to use it fairly sharply on him.
Okay, or mule?
Yeah, well, I don't believe you've plied mules much.
No, I don't think I have. I don't think I have. My granddad was noted for being very cruel with animals, especially mules, because they had a tendency not to do what he wanted them to do.
Yeah, mules are kind of an aggravation to me, too. But a good mule is better than a sorry horse. Bill and I were talking the other day about this problem of cultivating the garden. He's gotten interested in the little power cultivator I've gotten out there. But he and I were both saying that there was still nothing as good as a good mule and a single stock to plow a garden.
And a single stock?
Mm-hmm.
Now what's is that the plow?
Yeah, it's the way it's built. This is the thing we were talking about yesterday, you know, Georgia stock, Hayman stock, a single stock.
That's a one mule on a stock?
Mm-hmm. 1 foot.
1 foot.
You put scrapes, scooters, turn plows, half shovels, anything most you wanted to do.
You can use it for plowing and cultivating?
Oh, yeah.
And all
that? What Bill and I were wishing for, something we had to cultivate with. See, we can get the ground ready with heavy machinery, but you can't cultivate with heavy machinery. You can take a good mule who's trained to walk either with cotton or in the garden, and I'd rather have a good mule there than a horse. Horses are a little bit nervous and jumpy about that sort of thing.
You've got bigger feet too.
Yeah, sure have.
Yes. How about things that maybe 50 or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in, the bags that they'd come in, what would you call those?
Well, this is one of the things I thought about yesterday when you and I were talking about North Alabama and our area. They will say a poke, or they may refer to a poke as, well, like these 15, 20 pound bags that they put heavy things in at the grocery. We used to usually say a croaker sack or toe sack. Sometimes you'd say bagging sack, depending on what it was made of.
What's the materials that these things could be made of?
Well, I think the sacks we've gotten here over the years have been made out of either cotton or manila or hemp. Now, they're making most of them today out of paper, you know.
Yes, sir.
With a plastic lining. That's where we get all the fertilizer.
It must be cheaper to make.
I don't know. I've often wondered about it myself, but I guess it is. Else they wouldn't have on that route. Of course, it does keep your fertilizer in better shape, that plastic sealed bag.
So you might, okay. Have you ever heard any of those things referred to, like a fertilizer bag that's made out of, say, croaker or burlap? Have you ever heard that referred to as a guano sack? Or?
Yeah, we didn't use that generally, but you might say, give me that guano sack.
Okay.
As contrasted with some other type of sack you might have, they see a feed sack would be woven much more coarsely, ordinarily, than a cotton sack, or than a, this other thing you're talking about. A feed sack would be woven very closely.
Okay. Now, if the light, in the electric light here, the torch light inside that burned out, you'd say you had to buy a new
bulb.
Okay. And the thing that you carry the clothes out to hang them up on a line is what?
Well, I think I usually say basket. I don't know what old Sally uses.
That's what I usually say.
Okay. And nails used to come in not big, not like your flour barrels or anything, but they used to come in small wooden containers. What do you call those?
I call them barrel nails or nail barrels.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, kegs.
Yeah, small. And what about the metal bands around the barrels or the kegs to hold them together? What would you call those?
I don't know that I've ever called them anything. Bands are about all I can think of.
Okay. You ever heard the term hoop?
Sure.
Barrel hoop?
Yeah.
And what about, like on a wine, even now on good wine bottles?